Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. Looking forward to some racing on the Hollywood Bets Gravel Poly Track on the Sunday. Just before we move on to that, don't forget info@sportingpost.co.za. We've got quite a few to actually read through, but let's just do the one for the Sunday meeting. Greetings, Mr. Sunshine. This is from Justin Marco. He says, the day my always inebriated, let me say, punting uncle showed me a multiple ticket that was paying 55,000 for a 10 Rand investment was when the bug bit. I was more than fascinated that if you can pick a few lucky horses, invest that little, you could get a substantial and a large return. I was the tender age of 12 and always a curious hustler, trying to make a quick buck to have extra pocket money and give something to my mom for the household as times were tough. Really good intention there. Long story short, I'd gotten involved in the game and eventually learnt that it ain't easy at picking them or finding them. Your favorite number, color, or betting based on the name of the horse, in fact, has nothing to do with it. And you really want to make a return on your investment, you need more than luck. To this day, the elusive 10 Rand for 55K multiple still eludes me. I've gotten to love the thoroughbred and breeding side more than what I actually set out to do, and that was just to make a quick buck. I recently told my close friend, who does not know much about racing, that the Durban July, the Hollywood Bets Durban July, was around the corner, and he told me with a serious face, dude, put your money on Pocket Power. Thanks very much for that. We enjoy your input here. info@sportingpost.co.za, and Justin Marco will be getting his 250 Rand voucher. Now, Hollywood Bets Gravel on the Poly Track. Can we get it right and have a good day? I think there are a few races where we may just do exactly that. The first race is the New Turf Carriers Maiden Plate over 1,400 metres. It's run at 12:20. Do get those Champion Punters Challenge selections on. And you can also, of course, play that betting feature with www.hollywoodbets.net. Now, the first race on the cards, some of the formula I found rather weak. Number three, Devils and Dust, is quoted at 3.03-1. Now, you will see, if you have a look through it, this mysterious girl form line, which a number of these horses, about three of them, ran behind Mysterious Girl. The problem with that form line is that there have been 18 runners from it, and it's yet to produce a winner. On the subject of Devils and Dust, who was 8 1/4 behind Mysterious Girl three runs back, in fact, the last three form lines, there have been 37 runners, not a single winner. So I have question marks there in the first race. I'm going to go with a horse at a nice price here. A horse called Aspustachi, who's at 8.5-1, opened 8.3, came into 8, is now 8.5-1. Reason being, if you go and have a look at form grids in the context of this race, the form lines are not the worst. And on a couple of occasions, it's actually run on. You'll note the Appy, who only has one ride, is claiming 4. So there's 52 kgs on the back of the 4. I thought that was a nice each-way bet, hopefully, to start us off 8.5-1, just over 16-10 with Hollywood in the first race. Besides that, others that maybe must get a mention, 8 Royal Venus ran in the yielding going last time out. I think that can improve. And also the 9 Minstrel Gallery. First race, of course, starts off the Bipot campaign. Race 2 is the first leg of the Place Accumulator. It's a maiden plate. It's run over 1,600 metres. Now, the favourite year's odds on, which I don't find surprising, 8-10, Ready or Not, who is number 3. This is the Poly debut for the son of Rafif. I think we'll take some beating, because if you go to the last run, you will find that was in the Sell Sea Sharks Gatecrasher Stakes. Listed, Cousin Casey has won again. The fourth horse, Captain Casey, has won. The fifth horse, Wiccan Warrior, won well. So all the form is there. Having said that, we must have respect for the 5 Dowser. There's no doubt about that. Richard Faree has the ride. If this one takes the Poly, I think he'll run a big race. Of course, has the experience of a run on the Poly. That's the main point, and didn't run badly at all. Now, the stable companion to the 5 Dowser Osseo, that is. Number 6 on the card is held, and well held on the Royal Victory run, but I think that can also make the frame. That one is unfancied at 14.29 to 1, 17 to 10 a place. Then we've got this horse, Petica, who has been extremely costly to follow. All those runner-up berths, and quite frankly, I went through the form lines and I thought that Petica's form lines in this race were far weaker, and the form lines of the two-year-olds were certainly more superior. So I'm going to be giving Petica a miss on the Sunday. Third race on the card is a qualified maiden plate. Race 3 is the start of the pick 6. Hollywood have the betting reading as follows in the third. Graphene Aerogel is at 5-2. 5-2 is the call. Certainly merits a lot of respect. Now, if you go to the last run, you will see was second behind Magic Inspiration. In the same race was the 8 Green Sleeves. And this horse was beaten 2.5 lengths by Graphene Aerogel. Is 2.5 kgs worse off, but was finishing 0.9 seconds faster. The blinkers are on, and if you go back in the form lines, Green Sleeves did well at one stage, running on in the sprints. And I think with Richard Faree in the irons, this is a major improver. 8.33 to 1 a win and 12.5 to 10. So when it comes to the third, I'm firmly in the camp of the 7 and 8, and at the price leaning towards the 8 Green Sleeves. Of course, the stable companion, number 1 Winter Melody, has an 80% strike rate in the money. Also for Lorenzo Karim, that can't be discounted entirely at 3.57 to 1. Hollywood have some very interesting runners on the day. Fashion Enigma is number 2. The blinkers are off. The Gauteng form is okay, but there has been a 129-day rest. So I'm definitely leaning towards the 8 and 7. Those are the two I'm concentrating on in the third. Here's the start of the jackpot as we just left the pick 6 behind us. This is the Tawny Syndicate over a mile, a conditional novice. And the betting in the fourth race, this one I really like, Hollywood Bet Silks. And that is the 4 in Bearwu. Best weighted. A filly against the boys, but ran very well on her Polly debut. And I think this one is overdue for a victory. Now, the Vaughan Marshall horse, the 5, tends to overrace, which was a little bit off-putting. And then you've got the 8 Toffas, who is from the Candace Dawson yard. The jockey only has the one ride. That tries the Polly has form, but I'm very strong on the 4 in Bearwood in the fourth race as we reach the halfway mark. And the Hollywood horse with www.hollywoodbets.net is 2.27 to 1. I see in that race they're betting 2.27 to 1 each of 3. The fifth race on the program. This is a tricky race. Reason being, if my first selection doesn't make the frame, I could be in trouble because then we're going to have to go very wide to cover. I am going with 8 Looking Hot. Is at 4.55 to 1. The merit rating has dropped from an 80 to a 60. The blinkers are off up to 1,400 metres. Avoided a loose horse last time out. No luck in running is the comment there. So I'm going with the 8 Looking Hot. Beyond that, the list is a rather extensive one. Number 2, Desert Pride, is also running for Hollywood. Gin and Tonic, I see one out of that form line, but Gin and Tonic was some way in front of Desert Pride. They've also got One Bite at a Time. Now, One Bite at a Time, there have been 4 runners from the last form line, not a place. That was a race won by the Hollywood Bet Syndicate, Kingsmead Crystal. Before that, was 6th behind Arctic Princess. There have been 13 runners from the form line, no places. I'm actually leaning for the other, or towards the other, Hollywood Bet Syndicate runner, number 2, Desert Pride. 5, Bird Watcher, I'm also going to put a tick next to, with number 10, Give Me a Lullaby, and the 7, Green Dream. But the first choice is number 8, Looking Hot. We go on to race 6. Let's consult the betting for the 6th race. Ollie would have the betting as follows. Race 6 on the card. Yeah, you've got Silver Falcon, by the way, who is having the Polly debut. No strong favourite at around 33 to 10. Must be in with a shout. There's no doubt about that. Desolate Road is also one for the notebook because the horse is carrying nearly no weight, 51 kgs. I thought that could also run a good race here. And you can't ignore Arctic Tune. Number one, Dock of the Bay. This is the Polly debut. It's the third run after the Rest and Gelding, also for Hollywood. They could have a great day, the Hollywood Syndicate. I would certainly add their horses into the play. So Silver Falcon is at a price of 3.03-1 now. Dock of the Bay has come in from sixes to fives. Arctic Tune is at 5-1 and Desolate Road is at 7.14-1. Order of preference, I'd go the four from the eight, the two and the one in race six. Race seven is the feature. Now, we've got to sometimes make a stand. Barcelona is at 3.57-1. Craig Zaki, we know one of my favourites. The Bass Robinson Yard only have the one runner, but I'm going to bypass Barcelona and look at others here. In fact, the two fillies. Quinter's Light, number three, is having the peak run. I think that's a massive runner with Richard Faree. And the other filly with Musi Yerny aboard. Mike de Kock only has one runner for the day, Bold Act. We're going to try a little bit of a place accumulator and buy pots at the centre. And we'll have the slide come up at the end. And I'm going to take my chances there, certainly in the PA with those two. Race eight completes the card. Eighth race on the programme, Expeditioner, is a 2-1. His form is holding up well. Richard Faree for Candace Dawson, 16.5 for a three-year-old, but I think this also run well. In fact, I think it'll go the way of form. The four Expeditioner from the three Gunsmoke and the six Metallic Gold. Stand by for that full slide as well as a PA and bypots. Maybe we can get that right on the Sunday. We're back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We've got plenty of meetings ahead of us. All the best, Sunshines. Thanks for joining me.